Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, visiting with Laura Canning, who, of course, is with Cass County Conservation, the naturalist in Cass County. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura, you have an exciting conference coming up. I think it sounds really interesting, and
you
are on the program. So let's talk about what the topic is and where and when.
All right. Well, we are having a regional food waste workshop, and our regional workshop is going to be held in Council Bluffs at the public library over there, and it's led up by the Iowa Waste Reduction Center. And so that what they're trying to do is really get out there about food waste, start doing some of the education, but also trying to regionally look to see what's going on. And so it's going to be eventually a statewide process and a statewide initiative, but they want to, you know, they want some background info in the first place.
And they knew where to start. Right here in Southwest Iowa, because there's some stuff going on.
Yes.
So what time is that?
It's going to be from 9:30 to 4 on Tuesday, October 15th at the Council Bluffs Public Library. There is a charge to it, but that's also because they're feeding you lunch. So it is $10 to attend, and you can register online.
All right. And where do we go online?
It would be food waste, all one word, IWRC.org. And you can click on the Council Bluffs, and then you'll just register right there for that conference.
A number of people have been concerned about this for a long time. I know that, for instance, our local hospital has kind of looked into some things.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the school. But there, if you're anywhere where you see all the food waste, whether it's in a restaurant or, you know, especially a buffet kind of situation,
right,
or if you are somewhere else where people are eating, there is so much food waste.
Yes, and that's what we're looking for. And we are gathering some people from Cass County to get to the workshop. And so, especially if you work with food waste every day, this would be the perfect kind of workshop for you. We want to know what your what we would call your challenges are in that food waste streamline. So we want those kind of people there to say, well, I can't do this because, and to hear about other things going on. A panel discussion is going to be part of the workshop, and I myself, and then also Wendy Whitrock from the Cass County Landfill will be a panelist on it. And there are six of us panelists. And so, and it's a very range of all of us. Iowa Western Community College has a panelist on there, and then a company called Green RU out of Iowa is one of the panelists as well, and then Food Bank for the Heartland. So getting some of this food donated out to food banks or soup kitchens, places like that. So the workshop is going to have a couple different things going on throughout the day.
Is there a keynote speaker?
I wouldn't call a keynote, but we're going to kind of kick off with the food waste problem in Iowa and kind of kick that off, and then we'll go into the panelists and some other presentations. But we're really trying to get it to divert it essentially from the landfill. They have recently, the Iowa landfills have had some studies done. And in Iowa in the last 13 years, so they did the study 13 years ago, and then they just released the findings this past year. The food waste in our landfills have gone up 62%.
62%?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
And then out of that, so that's just an Iowa number. And then in Iowa, all of our food waste accounts for 13% of the landfill. So as much as we can reduce that, the longer, of course, our landfills are going to last. Things like that. So
that's one big benefit, because we all pay for landfill in one way or another. We all pay that cost. Are there some other benefits that would seem if we can cut down on food waste?
Right.
You mentioned, of course, some people might be able to use the food. Are there some other things?
Right. With with the way we've gone about it here in Cass County is composting. different ways to compost, whether that adding some of your food into your yard waste compost, but also I do a lot of vermicomposting. So that's composting with worms. And so we're kind of looking at the whole thing, though, because part of the problem is you first have to reduce that food waste. There's another statistic out there that says that 40% of what ends up on our plate gets wasted. So things like that. If we can reduce, you know, if you're ordering the food or if you're at a place where, you know, you're in charge of ordering the, you know, the food, things like that, that's, you know, better.
Does that count what we do at home as well, or is that this all kind of commercial? That
I
figure?
Think that might be a commercial figure,
because I'm just thinking
in the restaurants.
I know that we waste food at home also in a number of ways. Sometimes it doesn't get to our plate because we forgot it was in the refrigerator,
right?
Or sometimes it gets on the plate and we still don't eat it. And I'm thinking, you know, most of us complain about the high cost of food, which really isn't true, but that's a whole nother story. But just think, if you could reduce that by 10%, 15%. Wouldn't that be great? I mean,
yeah,
I think that would be money in our pockets.
And for us, when we've started to recycle or compost in our parks, you know, that's less than we have to go have the truck come pick up and dump our dumpster. And so we don't have to have extra pickups and things like that. So there's those eventual cost benefits, but, you know, part of the challenge is out there where we are getting our food and whether or not we are ordering the right amounts or using it in a smarter way as
so
well.
So there's all of those monetary benefits that we've sort of pointed out here, but we can also talk about the environment.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we of course, with landfills, you know, we might not have a landfill forever, you know, and those things have a lifespan, and people don't think about that when they throw some of their things away. Mm-hmm. Is that it's all going to end up there?
Yes, and so. And I know some people have really tried composting at home. I mean, that's mm-hmm. a real benefit for us if we have yards and gardens and so on. But
the great thing
benefit
is with this workshop and the way these workshops are set up is that we're all learning from everybody else. So we're going to, you know, you're going to hear from a couple different people that this is what they're doing. This is what these people are doing. This is where you can go get help and then, you know, learn about mm-hmm. some of the challenges mm-hmm. that, you know, Southwest Iowa has out there and how we can all work together, because mm-hmm. then we're all going to be in the same room and.
Good. Sounds like it should be very interesting. So, again, this conference is next Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
October 15th. And that's from 9:30 until 4 p.m. Lunch is provided, and the cost is $10. You go online and register at foodwaste.iwrc.org. And go ahead and register, and hopefully we got a really good Cass County showing there of some interested people.
And I'm sure if somebody sort of missed part of this, they could give you a call, Laura Canning, or
yes.
I'm guessing Wendy Whitrock would be glad to visit with somebody.
Yep. Call the landfill or call the conservation office. So.
And you can answer any more questions there. Now, we have a couple minutes left, and mm-hmm. Laura, you always have some other interesting things going on. I've been hearing this announcement about geocaching.
Yes, we're going to hold another geocaching class. So learning about geocaching, but also learning on how to use the GPS. And maybe you got one, you're thinking about buying one, or maybe you have one and you don't know how to use it for geocaching. The geocaching class is Saturday, October 19th, and that's going to be out at the Outdoor Ed Classroom, so down in Messina. One of the reasons why we're doing it there is because we can go off and we have lots of space down there to do one or two different caches, and also we have a nice indoor facility to teach you guys how to use your GPSs, things like that. And there will be GPSs if you don't have one to use. So just make sure you just call down to my office and say, I want to come to the class and I don't have a GPS. And we'll sign you right up and get you registered for that class. So that's at 1 p.m. on Saturday, October 19th.
And is there a fee for that?
And there's no fee. Okay. We just want to know whether or not you have your own GPS or you're bringing or you need one.
Okay.
So,
and there are caches around the county,
yes,
right?
Yes. And we have a couple in a couple of our parks, and there's gosh, over 10 plus, I think, in Atlantic City limits.
Okay, so. Laura. Well, we want to thank you very much, Laura Canning, for coming and telling us about this conference. And it sounds like a very interesting one. I hope, as you say, we have lots of folks coming from around the area to share their ideas. So thank you, Laura Canning, for being here. Till next time, here's the thought. Joy is not in things. It is in us.